Tonight, the Tweed Museum of Art in Duluth is celebrating a new exhibition featuring the work of 19 Minnesota-based Native artists. The exhibit includes a 120-foot multimedia installation by Duluth artist Jonathan Thunder. It's called Manifesto. Marianne Combs reports Thunder is using modern technology to bring Anishinaabe mythology to life and to revive the Ojibwe language.
Walk into the Tweed Museum of Art at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and your eyes are immediately drawn upward. A glass display case has become a screen onto which Jonathan Thunder has projected a trio of animations that refer to different stories from Anishinaabe mythology. There's a goldfinch that flits from branch to branch in a stand of birch trees, a star woman who descends to earth and transforms into water lilies, and an underwater creature that is part lynx and part dragon. The case also displays a trio of sculptures that relate to the stories.
I wanted to tie the current, contemporary, modern-day Native artist through time and space, all the way back into legend, and just make a connection in the most contemporary way that I can think of through digital storytelling, projection, and 3D printed models.
Thunder says the underwater creature with the head of a lynx is Mishubiju, the keeper of the Great Lake.
I introduced the character in a mural at the Lincoln Park Middle School earlier this year and spoke to the kids that go to school there about it. You know, none of them had heard of it, this mythology about the lake that they live right next to. I thought it was important to bring it back, reawaken the great underwater lynx.
Tweed director Ken Bloom describes Thunder as a wunderkind.
He's an extraordinary painter. He's a very accomplished animator. And he is also a very engaged, artistic citizen of our community.
Bloom says Thunder's installation at the Tweed has transformed the museum.
Our audience is transfixed by it. It's an enthralling experience.
Jonathan Thunder was born on Red Lake Reservation. He grew up in Brooklyn Center, skateboarding and listening to Black Sabbath. Thunder studied painting and sculpture at the American Indian Institute of Arts in Santa Fe. Back in the Twin Cities, he explored film and animation. But Thunder credits his move to Duluth 5 years ago with having a profound effect on his life and his artistic path.
This piece, it's my gift to the community as a way of saying thank you for all the gifts that I've received.
Thunder says when he lived in the Twin Cities, he spent more time at the bar than he did in his studio. When he moved to Duluth, he got clean and dove into his work. He attended Ojibwe storytelling events and started learning more about his own culture and heritage. He's worked on videos that are used as Ojibwe language teaching aids, illustrated a children's book, and designed multiple community murals. Poet and author Hyde Erdrich has collaborated with Thunder on several projects.
I think he's a genius, and I think there's more, like much more to come.
Erdrich says Thunder is able to create creatures and images that are simultaneously lovable and menacing. And it's true. Thunder points to the sculpture of a male torso with the head of the Oginjibegwezi, or goldfinch. He explains the goldfinch is traditionally seen as the keeper of the Ojibwe language.
So the mask that I created for the Oginjibegwezi bust over there, it's a leather bondage mask with a zipper over the mouth. It's about the boarding school era. It's about the bondage and muting, you know, that went on of culture and language during that era, and children died.
Meanwhile, in the accompanying animation, the goldfinch flies from branch to branch, counting the leaves in Ojibwe, narrowly avoiding a nearby owl. Thunder says it's been a close call for the keeper of the Ojibwe language. In some ways, it's been a close call for Thunder.
Life has handed me some experiences that have been uncomfortable and a little frightening at times. Somehow I've been blessed with the ability to use it to better my perspective.
Jonathan Thunder's multimedia installation, Manifesto, is at the Tweed Museum of Art in Duluth through August 2019. Covering the arts, I'm Marianne Combs, NPR News.